There are thousands of financial advisors out there, but the key is picking the right one, right? You want to know somebody has a lot of experience, someone who has navigated their clients through good times and bad. You want an advisor who can look you in the eye, not a salesman, an advisor, somebody who puts your interests first, someone who listens, someone you can trust. Finally, you want an advisor who can pull everything together, like maximizing your retirement income, reducing your fees and expenses, and managing your investment risk. When everything works together, it's a financial game changer. This is Debbie Monterey. I'm at a team here in St. Louis. They are Ken Heisey and Steve Mahler. Together, they have more than 60 years of experience. For a limited time, get a complimentary, customized retirement analysis by calling 314-328-4400. 314-328-4400.
The following program is paid for by Heisey Advisory Group.
First of all, the taxpayers are footing the bill.
With more than 24-hour financial news programming on television, it's easy to suffer from information overload regarding retirement issues.
But the bottom line, what he's saying is speed counts.
But how many of these programs are helping you in your retirement plan as an individual?
These guys are billionaires for a reason. They invest in different ways.
Fortunately, you've arrived at the right place for a second opinion for your nest egg. Welcome to Your Retirement Highway, featuring the president of Heisey Advisory Group, Ken Heisey, and Steve Mahler, financial advisors with over 60 years of combined experience who specialize in retirement planning. Heisey Advisory Group is here to help you create your roadmap to a successful retirement. Now, here's this week's edition of Your Retirement Highway.
Good morning and welcome to Your Retirement Highway once again. My name is Ken Heisey, and I'm with Steve Mahler. We are financial advisors at Heisey Advisory Group here in St. Louis. We're here each and every week to help give you more confidence in your retirement plan. And today's show, what we want to talk about is a little bit about what could derail your retirement. And as we go through the show, if you have any questions about today's content, or questions about your own personal retirement, looking for some help, reach out, pick up the phone, give us a call. It's 314-328-4400. Again, 314-328-4400. Or go out to the web, visit us on yourretirementhighway.com. So the story that I want to start out today with is, it kind of comes out of maybe the Caribbean, Florida, that type of an area. Starts to happen almost right about this time of year, and for the next couple of months, it's coming up on hurricane season. And it really got me thinking and doing some correlating as we looked at when you start to get a hurricane warning, and kind of comparing that to getting yourself ready for retirement. And I kind of saw some correlations there, some very similarities that as you're approaching retirement and you've got different clouds out on the horizon, things that you're not sure, maybe it's time to start to hunker down and protect yourself. And the shocking part is when you see hurricanes, you see them on TV all the time, right? Weather Channel or whatever the case may be. And you see people that don't heed the warnings and they're just, they ignore all the signs and they're just going to hunker down and try and survive the storm.
Which when you think about it, compared to what we experience here in the Midwest, tornadoes, which almost have no warning. I mean, certainly the weather warning systems have improved to where you do get some notification. But you're right, with hurricanes, you know days, maybe a week in advance that it's coming, and you have plenty of time to get prepared. And as it relates to what we do with retirement planning, if you know you're about to retire and you have time to get prepared so the worst doesn't happen, what you just described is people that are getting the hurricane warning and not heeding it and staying hunkered down are people that synonymous with people that are getting ready to retire and really haven't done anything to prepare for it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, think about it. If you're on one of those coastal areas and a hurricane is coming, you're going to board up the windows, you're going to get some extra food. You might even, fill your gas tank and get out of Dodge and head inland, right, to protect yourself. You all know when you want to retire or at least you have an idea. And there are potential storms out there, right? We've talked about, you know, what could happen if we had a sudden market downturn, financial storm. We've had a few of them in the last 15 years. Yep. What would happen to your retirement if we had one of those between today and the day you want to retire?
And you hadn't done anything to prepare for that.
Yeah. Now, granted, if you're not going to retire for 10 or 15 years, it's probably not a big deal, right? But if you're looking to retire within the next 5 years, 3 years, 2 years, next year, what would be the impact of a devastating stock market drop? A financial, fiscal storm, much like a hurricane? Or what if, like you said, Steve, what if it happened in a heartbeat like a tornado?
That you didn't have any time to prepare.
That you don't have time to prepare. You barely have time to get down into the basement before the tornado hits. You need to really be thinking and really kind of refocusing where you want your assets to be to make sure, again, what could derail your retirement? Man, a financial storm could be a real easy way to see your retirement derailed before it even happens.
And I think one of the biggest challenges we have as we meet with people just like you that are listening, is getting you to be able to shift that focus from all these years that you've been saving. Another way to look at that is accumulating. You're accumulating assets, accumulating wealth, but that focus has to change as you're getting ready to step into retirement, because now it's not about accumulation. It's about being able to preserve and about being able to most likely have to distribute assets back out to you in the form of a cash flow income for retirement.
Well, and kind of sticking along with that storm issue is, I see people that, you know, want to stay in their homes and want to be there and take the risk of surviving the hurricane. I've seen it in some of the California fires where people are going to stay in their home and they think they're going to survive
with the garden hose.
And you know, either they don't understand or they just don't want to acknowledge the risk that they're taking. And I see that correlation with a lot of you that have come into the office, in some respects, more so that you don't understand the risk that's in your portfolio. You don't understand the exposure that you're having potentially. And the reason for it is we've had 10 great years of growth in the market. You've gotten out of balance. You've internally created more risk in your portfolio just by the markets going up over the last 10 years. Or you don't acknowledge the risk and you don't think that a downturn in the market could hurt you when in fact it can. But again, Ken Heise, Steve Mahler, we are Heise Advisory Group, and you can reach out to us with your questions on today's show or any other at 314-328-4400, and you can also go out to the web at yourretirementhighway.com. So really recognizing that you're at this pivotal point. And as we get into the second segment, I want to take some time and I want to take you through a part of the book that Lori and I wrote called Your Retirement Highway, How to Set Your Finances on Cruise Control. Because there's a section in that book that I think is very pointed to some of the issues that face you in the first couple of years before retirement, or even more importantly, those first 5 years after retirement, that we always call that retirement red zone,
sure.
Right? And so some things that you can do, some things that you can take action on, maybe taking some of the earnings off the table. You know, we've had a great run up, maybe pull some of that back. Let's think about protecting some of that.
And that's totally logical. And as we talk about all the time in some of our classes, it's logical, but it's hard for people to do because we're greedy. And as you mentioned a minute ago, we've had this 10-year phenomenal run in the market, and everybody thinks that that's going to keep going, even though in the back of your mind you're thinking, gosh, this is going to end soon, or I'm worried about it ending soon. Even though you're thinking that, you still can't pull the trigger to start to take some of these gains and some of these profits off the table, especially the closer and closer you get to retirement. Now is the ideal and perfect time to start doing some of that.
And I know a lot of you struggle because you're not real big fans of bonds and bonds that aren't really doing a whole lot right now simply because of the interest rate climate that we're in and the interest rate cycle. So you're looking at, well, gosh, the only thing that's doing well has been stocks. That being said, there are ways to take some of those profits off the table. It might be using some bonds. It might be using some fixed indexed annuities. It might be using some fixed indexed CDs.
Sure.
There are other alternatives that you can look at to reduce the volatility. Take some of that money off. Let me go back to Vegas for a second, okay?
Okay.
Vegas is a fun place, and not everybody loves Vegas, but you know, think about if you're out there, whether you're playing craps or you're sitting there playing blackjack, and you have a good run, and you start to accumulate a pile of chips in front of you. The smart people are taking some of those chips literally off the table, putting them in their pocket to protect them from, guess what happens in Vegas? Most people don't keep all the winnings. They give them all back, right?
The old story is Vegas wasn't built on winners.
Exactly. Yeah. So the idea is real simple, relatable. If you're in Vegas, if you're on a winning streak, just like if you're in the market, you're on a winning streak, take some off the table, protect it, especially as you're nearing retirement. And doing that in a larger way in your 401ks, I think is really, really important to do so that you don't have the big issues with downturns in your 401k. So are you spending time thinking about your personal financial future? Are you wondering if you might run out of money in your retirement? I mean, that's one of the number one fears of retired people is running out of money. Here at Heise Advisory Group, we have a unique process. We walk all our families and our clients through, and we call that the Retirement Roadmap Review. It's a plan that my team and I built from scratch, and we do it for each and every family that we meet with based on their unique needs and their goals for retirement. We really believe there are five important key areas that should be addressed when planning for retirement, and it starts with having the income plan. You just ask yourself, how can I retire and live comfortably, but without overspending so I never run out of money? And that's a really tough question, and that's where we start. So after creating the income plan, you need an investment plan to support your income. You need a tax plan. We talk about that all the time of being tax efficient, understanding what your RMDs are going to look like at 70 and a half. Make sure that you've done healthcare planning. Healthcare is a major expense in retirement. And then finish it up with your legacy and estate planning. We cover all five areas here at Heise Advisory Group with our Retirement Roadmap Review. It's meant to help a lot of families. We've done that over the years and help people succeed through their retirement. So if you've saved $250,000, if you're ready to get serious about your retirement planning, you may already be working with a financial professional. You may want a second opinion. Maybe you haven't even thought of it yet. We are here to help. We can't call you. You do need to call us. And so the number, 314-328-4400, will take you through the Retirement Roadmap Review. Again, 314-328-4400. Call now and get your own personalized, complimentary Retirement Roadmap Review.
You're listening to Your Retirement Highway with Ken Heise and Steve Muller. Call Heise Advisory Group today at 314-328-4400 to help create your roadmap towards a successful retirement, or visit them online at yourretirementhighway.com. Now more from Ken and Steve on how to help put your retirement plan into overdrive on KMOX.
And welcome back to Your Retirement Highway. Again, Ken Heise, Steve Mahler from Heise Advisory Group. And today, the show is focusing on what could derail your retirement. And as always, questions, reach out to 314-328-4400, or you can get us on the web at yourretirementhighway.com. We're talking today about some of the things that could derail your retirement. And we kind of were talking about the storms, a little bit about the comparison to a hurricane or a tornado happening and preparation for those storms, trying to help you think about preparing for potential financial storms that come along the way too. And, you know, that whole concept of a lot of you do have some innate behind the scenes fear about another market crash. I've seen numbers as many as 75% are concerned about a big correction, but a lot of you just aren't doing anything about it.
Yeah, and, you know, I think that our memory has sort of faded. You know, the last big market correction was 2008, so that's 11 years ago.
But that was a 38% drop.
It was, but, you know,
If you remember.
And it was devastating, and we felt that devastation for a while, but we've been on this long run, and so we get lulled into this false sense of security and this impending storm. And I don't want people to take this as the doomsday conversation that, you know, the sky is falling, because I don't think either of us believe that. But
no.
I think we believe that the markets have cycles. We know that they have cycles. History proves that out. Some are shorter than others. Some are longer than others.
It will happen at some point in time.
It will happen. And the closer you get to retirement, this conversation is really about how do you get yourself prepared to be ready to retire. And there's one of the things that I think people face is this conversation that they don't fully understand is this conversation about sequence of returns.
Oh, it's huge.
It is huge, and most people don't understand it. So I would just ask you, what is sequence of returns, and why is it so important for you to pay attention to as you're getting ready to retire?
It's really, really important. In fact, if you have our book, and if you don't have it, go to Amazon.com. You can download it to your Kindle. You can buy the paperback version. It's called Your Retirement Highway, How to Set Your Finances on Cruise Control. And I'll take you to pages 45 to 50. We talk about specifically sequence of returns and the trap that we fall into. And we actually use a hypothetical example of Bob and Harry in the book. And we talk about them. And we took a 24-year segment of stock market returns. And that 24-year period, when you add up all the returns and divide by 24, came out with 8.03% as an average rate of return. So we took a look at this and we said, Bob and Harry, what if you wanted to take a 5% cash flow from the portfolio?
Most people would think with an 8% average return, that would be a slam dunk.
Well, yeah, let's just think about the math, right? If you're on average, you're earning 8, but you're only spending 5, on average, that tells us our portfolio is growing,
and
right?
Shouldn't run out of money.
So we've got a great life. We've got 8% returns. We've got 5% cash flows. Our wealth is growing. We're living in the fantasy world almost, right? It's having your cake and eat it too, which is what we all want. And it might work. Don't get me wrong. It might work. In fact, Bob, in our hypothetical example, retired at age 65 with $500,000. He started to take $25,000 for his cash flow. He increased it with a small inflation rate, like we all want to do to keep up with inflation. And at age 89, his portfolio had grown to $1.6 million. He had also taken over $900,000 of income. Isn't that what you all want? Isn't that what you all envision your retirement to look like?
I hear everybody saying yes.
Absolutely. That's what we all want. But now, let's just take Harry. And so for Harry, we set up the exact same scenario, but the return sequence that we used for Bob, we inverted it. And we took the sequences at the end of Bob's life and put them at the beginning of Harry's life. And here's what happened to Harry. Same returns, just in the reverse order. Harry ran out of money at age 83.
How could that be possible?
He ran out. 8% average return, 5% withdrawals adjusted for inflation, and Harry runs out of money at age 83. He only was able to withdraw $580,000 for income. The only difference is the sequence that the returns happen. See, in Harry's example, the losses were at the beginning of his retirement. Bob, they were at the end of his retirement, and they didn't have as much of an impact. This is exactly why we talk about the red zone. Those 5 years before and those 5 years after, if you take significant losses in that early time, it can potentially devastate you to the point of running out of money.
And that's especially true if you are also having to take income, which this example had both Bob and Harry taking income.
Which is why you saved your money in the first place,
absolutely.
Right?
We know that sequence of return has no impact if you're not taking cash flow. But
right.
It has a significant impact in this example, and that's the point I think we want to make, is most of you are going to need your assets to produce cash flow in retirement. Yep. Sequence of return could mean the difference between success or failure in retirement.
Huge success or huge failure, it could be. Again, Ken and Steve from Heisey Advisory Group, you can reach out to us at 314-328-4400. Or feel free, get us on the web at yourretirementhighway.com. So yeah, that sequence of returns is massively important. And it's why, you know, if you go back to the old rule of 100, it kind of works that the older you get, the safer your money should be. And most people, you know, can kind of sense that and feel that, right? You should be investing differently when you're 70 than you did when you were 30, maybe differently at 80 than you did at 50. And while there's truth to that, I think the most imperative time that you need to be the most careful is that red zone, the 5 years before, the 5 years after, because if you have the wrong sequence at the wrong time, it can be more devastating to you if you took the losses right after retire, in Harry's case, more so than in Bob's case, where the losses came toward the end of his retirement. The losses were still there in both cases, but they were more impactful the earlier in the retirement.
In our example, talked about these two individuals having already retired. What if the sequence of returns was such that you took a big devastating loss right before you retired? What's the potential that could delay your retirement?
Well, talking about derailing your retirement, it postpones your retirement. And for some of you, you're okay with that because you like your jobs, you like what you're doing. But for those of you that aren't happy with your jobs, don't like them, maybe you don't like your boss, maybe you're tired of sitting in traffic every day, whatever the case, maybe you've got grandkids you want to go spend some time with, you're ready to be ready. And if you have a firm date, the last thing you want to do is allow market conditions to change your date and your goals. In fact, I believe wholeheartedly, the last thing you want to do is let the market dictate and control any part of your retirement. You need to be in the market. You need to have it, but you need to be balancing your risk and really making sure that the volatility of your portfolio is diminished. And as you spend time thinking about all this, wondering maybe if you're in the right place, we've seen a lot of situations. Obviously, we haven't seen yours, except for those of you that are clients. Obviously, we've seen yours and we've helped you. But those of you that we haven't seen, we can help you. And we do this every day. We'd love to help you get to your retirement goals. So to get started, it's three easy steps. Number one is discover. That's what it is. We schedule a visit with you. You come in. We help you determine your goals and your dreams. We call it the vision meeting to help you discover what your ideal retirement looks like. Second is evaluate. That's what it does. The Retirement Roadmap Review allows us to examine your current financial situation, do a complete assessment, help you understand the risk you're taking in your portfolio right now so you can evaluate that. Kind of the red dot on the map as to where you are. Do you have enough? Are your fees too high? Are you taking too much risk? And then third step is a plan, what it means to you. It's a custom strategy to help you reach your own unique retirement goals. So again, if you've saved $250,000 or more, you're ready to get serious about your retirement planning, pick up the phone today. Give us a call, 314-328-4400. 314-328-4400.
You're listening to Your Retirement Highway on KMOX with Ken Heise and Steve Muller of Heise Advisory Group.
And welcome back, everyone. Just to remind you, hopefully you feel the same. Your best is yet to come. We believe the second half of your life should be the best half of your life. It's a time where you pursue your passions. What's meaningful? What's fulfilling to you? This should be the best time of your life. And as long as you're making smart financial choices, then hopefully you should be in a great place where you can enjoy all the great things coming your way. And that means being prepared. That means knowing that there are storms out there, there are financial storms, and making sure that you've kind of battened down the windows, making sure that you've kind of filled up your supplies, filled up your gas tank. Make sure you're prepared. And that's what we're trying to help you do, is to make sure you're prepared. See, everyone else is telling you, you know, stay fully invested. You need growth. You need to keep going. You need to keep going. But what we're telling you is something different. We're telling you that if you do that, you take the risk in that red zone of potentially having some significant losses that could have a major impact on your retirement.
And that's the whole point of today's conversation, is to get you to focus on getting prepared for if the worst case were to happen, if a storm were to happen right at about the time that you're ready to cross that finish line. We want you to be able to retire with confidence and cross that finish line and feel confident that you are going to have a successful retirement. And you do that by coming in. Let us take you through the analysis. Let's assess the risk in your portfolio. Let's make sure that you have income that's going to support the things that you want to do in retirement. So reach out to us. Call us at 314-328-4400. Again, that number is 314-328-4400. Have a great weekend, and we'll be right back here with you next week.
Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM. AEWM and Heise Advisory Group are not affiliated companies. Heise Advisory Group does not provide tax or legal advice. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company. This show may include hypothetical examples which are provided for illustrative purposes only and should not be construed as providing advice. Heise Advisory Group is not affiliated with the U.S. government or any governmental agency.
You've been listening to Your Retirement Highway with Ken Heise and Steve Muller. To get more information or to start creating your retirement roadmap, or just for a second opinion, call the team at Heise Advisory Group at 314-328-4400 or visit them online at yourretirementhighway.com. Join us next week to continue the journey toward retirement.